8, and we are very pleased to welcome in for his bi-weekly update, joining us over the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm quite well. Good morning to you as well.
Well, we are excited to have you on here, and as Chuck was hinting at a little bit earlier this morning, quite a lot to talk about for the History Center here today, starting with some rearrangements that I know are coming up, but before we get to that, I know you will be closed, like many, for the 4th of July holiday, but are you also going to be closed on the 5th as well?
We will be closed on the 5th as well. Then we will reopen actually in the evening of the 5th at 6 o'clock. The Emporia Flute Choir is going to be doing a little concert here at the History Center, so look forward to that. We always have fun with them. They're a really good group, and so that's on Friday. But we are going to be rearranging our archives, and so because of that, we're going to close the public research area, and the archives will be closed for the entire month of July. But the museum and the kids area will still be open during regular hours. So we've been in this building going on 8 years, and we decided it was time to rearrange and make things, the space, more useful. And so we are doing that. Summertime, it's one thing after the other. We're either busy with visitors or busy with projects. So that's going to be the deal where the archives will be closed for the month of July. So plan ahead.
And it seems like you're busy with both here. You mentioned the rearrangement that's going to be going on here throughout the month of July. As I understand, you also have a spirit fair coming up towards the end of the month. Isn't that right?
Yes. So on Saturday, July 20th, we're going to do the second annual Flint Hills Spirit Fair. We had one last year. It was quite popular and quite well attended. So we're going to be doing that again here from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Saturday, July 20th. Lyon County History Center, and so we will have several card and numerology readers, an aura photographer, a chakra balance practitioners, and also vendors selling all kinds of things, including Native American art, jewelry, rocks, crystals, and spooky crafts. So, and we're also going to have some speakers, so it should be a fun event. Like I said, it was really fun last year, so we're going to keep that up and do it again next year. This year, excuse me.
I remember last year there was a lot of conversation with those on hand saying that basically they couldn't wait for this to happen. Are you seeing kind of the same amount of interest here for what's coming up here later this month?
Yes, Chuck. In fact, maybe even a little bit more interest. This is a very interesting collection of unique, especially hobbies that people engage in, and so it should be a lot of fun. Lisa and I actually went up to Topeka on Saturday because Topeka's is always a few weeks ahead of ours to kind of get a feel on, because some of our vendors were there in Topeka, and it was very well attended and a lot of energy and activity. So we look forward to that same thing here.
Well, moving kind of along here, you know, speaking about your events and everything that you have going on, and an event I'm sure is going to generate a lot of excitement, I'm sure probably already has, is one that's kind of built on nostalgia, as you guys have a Smash Brothers tournament coming up here. And real quick, Greg, just for those who aren't familiar with what this is exactly, can you kind of explain to people exactly what Smash Bros. Is and how it might really appeal to people, especially of my generation, you know, 90s babies?
90s babies. This is a video game, computer game sort of thing, and it is a you against somebody else. So it's competition. It's a skill thing, so you have to have the skills to get through this, and that's going to be on Sunday, July 21st. 4 o'clock for singles, doubles and on at 6 p.m. So, entry fee is $5, and this money will go into the pot. We're going to have a competitive bracket where that money that we raised or garnered will be divided, for the top three competitors in each bracket. So this is, again, a Nintendo Switch game. And so if you have one of those, please bring it, Again, this is the second one we've had. I was not the generation of video games. I am a pinball sport because I'm that old. But yeah, a lot of fun. People really, really enjoy this competition. Mm-hmm. And we, again, this will be the second one we've had this year. The first one went really well, and so it was so much fun, we decided to do it again.
Well, and for those who aren't clear on this, this was a game that really became popular in the late 90s. It kind of fell off like things tend to do, and then it had a real resurgence along with other classic games like Mario Kart and games like that that were on the original Nintendo system. And I think the big reason why is because it has multiple characters from multiple TV and cartoon shows where they're just battling it out and they're fighting. And you kind of get that question of the answer. You know, there's that age-old question, who would win in a fight, you know, Muhammad Ali or whoever? Well, this is the same thing. You know, who would win in a fight, Pikachu or Link from Zelda, you know, because they have those characters in there. And it seems like this is something that not only appeals, like I said, to people of my generation, Greg, but again, having its resurgence, it really appeals to kids nowadays, too, as, you know, if you want to call it vintage, is really starting to become more popular. So really, you're kind of catching a lot of different demographics, age groups, and generations in this particular event.
Well, yes, and that was one reason why it was. We thought that we would do that because, again, it touches a lot of different generations. You know, we try to get as many different diverse groups into the History Center as possible, all things having to do with culture, and certainly video games, computer games, games of any kind, really, are certainly part of our culture. So this is an effort just to bring a different and diverse group into the History Center and have fun.
Absolutely. Well, I will say I've had more than one rage fit when it comes to a Smash Bros. Game. So fun is going to have to be a relative term, I think, for some.
Relative term. It's always fun when you win.
There you go. And again, for new players, you guys have the cash for entry fee in the bracket. It's $10. You just bring yourself, correct?
That is absolutely correct. Like I said, that money will be paid back out. So it should be a good, fun time for everyone. And again, what else are you going to do on a Sunday? But come and play computer game or video games.
Absolutely. Well, moving right along, Greg, kind of closing things out here. I know you have a new temporary exhibit on the 50th anniversary of the June 8th, 1974 tornado. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. So for those of you old enough, remember that in 1974, June 8th, we had a really devastating tornado hit Emporia. Several people lost their lives in that. It was pretty destructive. And so it's the 50th anniversary of that. Plus, we also talk about other tornadoes that have happened in the area and in Kansas in particular, Redding and that sort of thing. So it is the 50th anniversary of the Emporia tornado. But there's been three other tornadoes in Emporia, so we talk about those as well in this particular exhibit. You know, tornadoes are, this has been a very prolonged season we've had for severe weather, so we thought this was a good time to bring out this exhibit.
Okay, and then also really quickly here, still in participating in Sunflower Summer. Sounds like you got a couple of activities that you're going to be, or at least that availability here for folks here throughout the next several weeks.
Yes, Sunflower Summer is an app that you get through the Kansas Department of Tourism, and it's an attempt to for kids K through 12 to rediscover or discover Kansas. So there are several locations available that are participating in this particular event. You get a passport, and you go from place to place, and you get a chance to you get a stamp, and then there's a contest at the end. So this carries on through the first part of August, which is rapidly approaching us. So there's that, and then we are also new members of the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. They too are having a passport program where you go from place to place to place. So from Lyon County all the way to the corner to Baxter Springs, everybody in those areas are included in the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. So come by and check that out here at the History Center and get up your information. And that ends on October 17th. So another way to get out and discover your home state.
And lastly, the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. I know you'd mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but sounds like a pretty exciting partnership here and maybe building this here for the eastern portions of the state.
Actually, it is an exciting way for us to join others in our region. We, at one point, were too far north and west to to be included, but they've expanded their parameters a little bit. So that included us and Morris County. And so we are participating with the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. So all the counties, and don't ask me to name them, but all the counties from Lyon County to the east to the Kansas border, and all the way from Lyon County to the south to the Oklahoma border, and that block of counties are all involved in the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. And we are also promoting discovering this part of the state, and come by and get some information, and we will send you to the next location. So again, several opportunities to rediscover or discover Kansas.
Good stuff. Well, Greg, really appreciate it. Hope you have a great 4th, and hope you have a good turnout here on the 5th.
Well, we appreciate that, and we anticipate having a good crowd for the next several events. It's been a very, very busy winter, spring, and summer, so we look forward to continuing that trend.
Outstanding. Greg, thanks much. We'll talk to you a couple of weeks, if not sooner.
Yes, thank you both. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
Happy 4th of July. And that is Greg Jordan, the director of the Lyon County History Center. Boy, a lot of stuff coming up here for the History Center. That Smash Brothers tournament's going to be a lot of fun, I think, for many generations.
I think you might be right on that. And again, for those of you who missed the ESU Flute Choir when they were in with us, had a couple of members here Monday morning. We'll be running a quick preview on that a little bit later. But again, they're going to be at the History Center coming up Friday evening. So enjoy that, and help them with their trip to San Antonio for Nationals.
And that's just a part of the busy schedule that the Flute Choir has coming up. I mean, they have a lot of fundraisers going on. Again, Chuck had mentioned we'll have more details on that on KVOE.com a little bit later today. So make sure you stay tuned and figure out how you can help support the Flute Choir, including going to the concert on Friday there at the Lyon County History Center. Again, 6 o'clock, I believe, is the start time for that. So make sure you go and check that out. KVOE, it's now 8:50. Time to take a look at some healthy living. We'll also have a check of sports before we close out the hour here on KVOE Live and Local.
Why the average price of chicken breasts